dictation for Brenda Southworth, S-O-U-T-H-W-R-T-H, January 26, 1954. Brenda is a 69-year-old lady, new dialysis patient in ALMA, A-L-M-A, end-stage renal disease, likely a combination of diabetes, hypertension, recently admitted to Henry Ford in two opportunities, symptoms of uremia, volume overload, started on dialysis, left side of the dialysis catheter did not work, has to be changed just recently, pruritus remains an issue, appetite is fair, denies prior nausea, vomiting has resolved, no dysphagia, bowel movements without any blood melena, some amount of urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, has bilateral below the knee amputation, prior one on the left side last year, on the right side a few months ago, surgeon Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O, was done in Midland, denies chest pain palpitation, lives with daughter Michelle and family members, has not required any oxygen, denies orthopnea PND, no rash, no headaches, no bleeding, no gums, no recent trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history for long-term diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, bilateral below the knee amputation as indicated above, coronary artery disease with a prior three vessel bypass, a recent echo, normal ejection fraction, minor diastolic dysfunction, no significant valve abnormalities, minor degree of pulmonary hypertension. No deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no clinical TIAs or stroke, no chronic liver disease. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, no reported So allergy reported to codeine, lorazepam, morphine. Next paragraph, medication list review. On aspirin, Lipitor, bupropion, vitamin D, vitamin B12, folic acid, hydralazine, isosorbide, presently off insulin lentas because of low sugars, thyroid replacement, metoprolol, Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A, nifedipine, nutritional supplements, Sofran as needed, Zoloft, muscle relaxant, Tizanidine, T-I-Z-A-N-I-D-I-N-E. Next paragraph, reduced system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, alert, oriented sign 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, no carotid bruise, JBD, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, lungs are distant clear, presence decrease on basis, prior mid-sternal irregular scar, there were complications of sternal osteomyelitis at that time of bypass, no pericardial wrap, abdomen obese, soft, no tender, bilateral below the knee amputations, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Dialysis 3 hours, present target weight 78.6, fluid is in the 1.5 liters or less, dialysis catheter on the left side, the proteins per graph chemistry, hemoglobin 10.1, normal white blood cell platelets, good levels of iron, poor nutrition, low albumin at 3.3, normal potassium, normal calcium, phosphorus, PTH. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease from diabetes, hypertension, known extensive atherosclerosis, a review CT scan from Henry IV. Discuss with patient and Dr. Michelle. 3 hours is providing good taxing removal with a URR 70%. She needs an AV fistula. We'll send her to Dr. Constantino, vascular surgeon. It takes 2-3 months to heal. Discuss about peritoneal dialysis at home. She's not ready to go in that direction. Given her age and medical conditions, will not be a good transplant candidate. Has extensive peripheral vascular disease documented on CAT scan. We discuss about diet, nutritional supplements, as needed phosphorus binders. We discuss about potassium acidase, anemia management, iron replacement. She's having problems of pruritus. I don't see abnormalities on liver function test, same medications as before. I don't see major changes on cell count or platelets. Could be reactive to the dialysis membrane. Might need to use a low-sensitive membrane. In terms of blood pressure medications, at home she's running in 120s, 140s. I will continue the same beta blockers. Nitrates, potentially we could change to ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Prior use of lisinopril without any allergic reaction. Continue on azathioprine for the time being. Or you should discuss at length with the patient and daughter. End of dictation.